Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for tuning into the show today. I'm so blessed that you came to listen to me today on this radio station, or if you just tuned in, you weren't planning to. And today we're going to talk about a concept that many people hear often, or a verse or an idea many people hear often. And many people often believe this idea without ever investigating further to find out where it came from. Is something we believe in so dearly to our hearts as Christians scriptural, or did it come from somewhere else? And if it came from somewhere else that's not of the Bible, why do we hold so dear to it? Does it match up to what Scripture is saying and the idea of Scripture? Or does it say something that's contradictory to Scripture? And I am going to give you a verse right now, and I'm going to say, if anyone can find this verse for me, I will give you a special gift if you contact me through my website. My website is TorahLifeMinistries.org, www.TorahLifeMinistries.org. Okay, so the verse I'm going to give you, and you, the first five people to call me and tell me where this verse is in the Bible, I will give you a special gift. Okay, the verse is, love the sinner, but just hate to sin, or hate to sin, but love the sinner. Can anyone tell me what verse that is in the Bible? I will submit to you, no matter how much you look for it, no matter what translation you look at for it, you will not find it, because that verse is not in the Bible. That idea is not even in the Bible, because that is not a scriptural concept of hate the sin, but love the sinner. I will submit to you that our Creator loves everyone and gave His Son to die for us, so we would repent and we would desire to change our lives. And He loves those who love Him so much that they would desire to change those their lives, and those that still messed up, but they were willfully trying and their heart was right. Yes, He loved those even amongst their sin. But on the other hand, He loves those who love Him, but I would submit to you He hates those who continue to willfully live against His guidelines and instructions, continue to live in sin and mock Him. And that is what we get when we look at the Scriptures, folks. Now, you might not hear this in your local church because they're asking you for money. I'm not asking you for money. I'm telling you what the Scriptures say and what our Creator says and what our Creator wants. He doesn't want our sacrifices. You know, He wants our obedience. He wants us to love Him so much where we would follow His guidelines and instructions. That's why He gave them to us, folks. Proverbs 16:6 says, iniquity is covered by mercy and truth, and the fear of Yahweh men turn aside from evil. Do you fear our Creator so much that you are willing to turn aside from evil? Here's the problem, folks. We hear the word evil, and we have a worldly idea what evil is. We turn on the local news, and we see evil things going on. We think they're evil because the news says they're evil things. However, there's many things on the news that are very evil, but the news doesn't call them evil. And because the news doesn't call them evil, many people, including Christians, tend to think that they're not evil. See, we have a problem today where Christians rely more on the newscaster than they do on our Creator's Word. They know no more about the local evening news broadcast than they do about any book in the Bible. And what the Bible says is evil, or what is good, people do not know. As a matter of fact, people call what is good evil and what's evil good. But if the news says it, then it's a different story. Folks, we need not to listen to our politicians. We need not to listen to the local news broadcast. We need to broadcast to our Creator. I'm going to read the verse to you again. Proverbs. By the way, Proverbs is another word for wisdom. And it says in Wisdom 16:6, or Proverbs 16:6. I'm going to read it again. Iniquity is covered by mercy and truth. So we got the mercy of our Messiah, the truth of Scripture, and in the fear of our wonderful Creator. So at the fear of our Creator, men turn aside from evil. So yes, we have to know what evil is. It even says in Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because if we don't know the difference between good and evil, how do we know if we're doing what is righteous amongst our Creator's word? And we certainly can't go to people that aren't reading the Scriptures or teaching from the Scriptures. And I will submit to you, there are some churches out there today that are not teaching a doctrine of Scripture when they say some things are not evil. And the world today certainly says certain things are not evil that are clearly evil in the Bible. And we can know right off the top of our head several things. But what is good and what is evil? And does the fear of Yahweh turn man aside from evil? Evil is sin, folks. That's what it is. Evil is sin according to the Scriptures. And when our Creator died, He set us free from the desire of our heart to live in sin, because now we're living for Him. But He didn't completely take sin and evil things out of this world. We have free will, and we have a choice how we want to live. Do we want to live and appreciate what our Creator did for us, dying for us, and giving us this opportunity to get it right, taking away our sinful nature, our evil desires, and we would follow Him because we fear our Creator so much? Or do we fear man more than we fear our Creator? I want to submit this question to you. If our Creator loves everyone, why do you think we suffer? If He loves everyone unconditionally, like many of the churches teach today, why do so many men suffer today? Well, the answer is right in Scripture. Isaiah 24:5 says, "The earth suffers for the sins of its people, for they have twisted our Creator's instructions, violated His laws, and broke His everlasting covenant." I'm going to read that to you again, folks. Isaiah 24:5. "The earth suffers for the sins or for the evil of its people or for the disobedience or for living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator." This is why people suffer. "For they have twisted our Creator's instructions, they have violated His laws, and they have broke His everlasting covenant." I am telling you this, folks. We are saved by the blood of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. And we are only saved by that. We are not saved by works. But if we are truly saved, we should have the strongest desire to do the works, not run from them and make an excuse saying He died and that allowed us to live in sin. No, He died so we wouldn't have a desire to live in sin. Ezekiel 33:11 says, "I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to turn evil." Here's that word again, folks. They're evil ways so they can have life. So here's our Creator pleading. I take no pleasure when people aren't listening. They're not getting it right. I take no pleasure when they're suffering for the sake of their own sins. My desire is not for them to die. My desire is them for to turn from their evil or to repent, so they can have life, as it says in Ezekiel 33:11. It really comes down to the fear of our wonderful Creator. If you truly feared our Creator, you would not ignore His word. You'd have a desire to pay attention to His word and see what it's saying. But when you know the sports figures of a football team better than you know the figures in the Bible, when you know the plot of a Hollywood movie then you know better than the plot of the Scriptures, your priorities are way off, folks. We need to fear our Creator. Job 28:28 says, "And to man He said, see, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding." Again, we see this word evil, which is another word for sin. So again, Job 28:28. "And to man He said, the fear of our wonderful Creator, Yahweh, is wisdom." So that is wisdom. That's what being wise is. Having the fear of our Creator who knows every hair on our head and who created us. And then it goes on to say, to depart from evil, to run, to repent and turn the other way. That is understanding. And we need the wisdom and the understanding to get away from this evil. But it goes on to say in the scriptures in Job 36:12, if they refuse to listen to him, they will be killed by the sword and die from lack of understanding. A lack of understanding, just like it said in Hosea 4:6, my people have perished for lack of knowledge. Well, Job 36:12 says, if they refuse to listen to him, so if they refuse the knowledge that's being given to him, being given from him, they will be killed from a lack of understanding. See, we have the words, we have the Bible, we have the instructions for life. It's like the oxygen tank, and we're all oxygen. We're in this terrible smog we're living in, and we need some fresh air, we need some oxygen. And it only comes through the Word, which is through our Creator. And he's given us his guidelines and instructions of how to make it out of this smog, how to make it out of this dirty, toxic environment. So he's given us this oxygen tank. And he says, if you use it, all will be well with you. But people continue to refuse it. They continue to appease their flesh and please man more than they please our Creator, because they don't have a fear of our Creator. And the question is not about other people. The question is about you that are listening to this today. Do you desire to know what our Creator desires for us? Do you continue to read and search out his word consistently on a regular basis, and to learn his word and to learn who he is, and not just know of the Messiah, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, but to have a personal relationship with him? To not just do lip service and say, now I am saved, but to really desire to live the life and have all the gifts and the blessings that he had planned for us? Psalms 119:66 says, I believe in your commands. Now teach me good judgment, understanding, and knowledge. You see, folks, our Creator gave us the guidelines and instructions for us to be safe. And the church out there today will say, those are done away with. They were nailed to the cross. How could the information that our own Messiah taught us be done away with if he told us that's how you should live? He would not leave us with nothing to do, or no guide, or no path. He said, do not lean on your own understanding. You know, seek my word and let your heart not be taken away, and let your heart not deceive you. And, you know, folks, when we take it away and we say it's done away with, we're leaning on our own understanding. But he told us not to do that. He said, if you love me, you will keep and follow my guidelines and instructions, not to be saved, because you are saved. But the church today has gotten it backwards, folks. And people today have gotten it backwards, folks. Because people today do not want to take responsibility, understanding the importance of being obedient to our Creator's words. It's not about law versus grace. It's about law with grace. You can't split the two. It's not one against the other. They only come together. The reason you have grace is because you desire to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. This is why it says in the scriptures, folks, that there's a narrow path and only few will find it. Because many are desiring to follow the ways of the world, which is the wide path. Isaiah 33:6 says, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times and the strength of Yeshua. So now I'm going to finish the verse here. It says, and the fear of our wonderful Creator Yahweh, and that is man's true treasure. Again, Isaiah 33:6, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times and the strength of Yeshua and the fear of our wonderful Creator Yahweh. That is man's true treasure. It goes on to say in Daniel 12:10, many shall be purified and cleansed through trials, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. 1 Kings 3:9 says, give your servant an understanding heart to discern between good and evil. Do you have a desire, you're listening today, to know, according to our Creator, according to the Bible, the difference between good and evil? I didn't say according to the world or according to the local news station. I said according to our Creator. Do you have that desire to find out the difference between good and evil, between sin and righteousness? Do you have that desire? And then when you find out, it says in James 4:17, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. Are you going to be ready to answer the call and say, now I know what sin is, now I know what unrighteousness is, and I'm going to live a righteous life, or I'm going to seek to live a righteous life? Or do you desire to be friends of this world and desire to just fit into the world? Or do you want to be set apart? Psalms 1:1 says, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners or join with mockers. And I will tell you that the church is full of mockers, and most people today are willful sinners, and the advice of the wicked is what you see on that television set. If you want to follow the advice of righteousness and our Creator, there's one way to find it, and that is by opening up the Bible that He gave us with the words He gave us and the instructions and the guideline He gave us. You find it there, and then you could see what true righteousness is about and the way He wants us to live and the blessings that He wants us to receive for following that. Seek righteousness. Seek wisdom. He says, seek me, I shall show you a more excellent way. A more excellent way. That'll lead to a future and a hope and not a disaster. These are the words of our very Creator. It's not about continuing to live in disobedience and you think it's some kind of miracle that you haven't suffered yet from the consequences of your disobedience. There's the mercy right there that He's given you time to figure it out. But He's proven clearly in Scripture, folks, time will run out. Time will run out. And each day is a day closer. So what are you going to do? Are you going to wait? Or are you going to do something about it now? And start seeking righteousness. Start seeking what He truly desires for us. His words. His desires. Let me ask you this question, folks. And this is something for you to think about. How many of you listening right now would consider yourself Christians? And then you ask yourself, how many of you listening right now would consider yourself faithful Christians? And then you ask yourself, okay, you're a faithful Christian. When is the last time you read your whole Bible? And have you ever read your whole Bible? And if you can't answer yes to that and you call yourself a faithful Christian, why haven't you read the Word of our Creator? And let's say you have read the Word of our Creator. Do you know what His guidelines and instructions are? What are the commandments of our Creator? Let's just take, for example, the Ten Commandments. Do you know, as a so-called faithful Christian, as you so claim to be, what the 10 guidelines and instructions of the 10 commandments are? And for those of you that say, yes, you do, here's the real question. How many of you actually have a desire to follow those guidelines and instructions? Or how many of you so-called faithful followers and believers of our wonderful Creator desire to make a reason or an excuse saying, we no longer need to follow these commandments or these guidelines and instructions because Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, died for us. So if He died for you, is He saying now it's okay to live in sin? Or is He saying something different? Folks, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator are not done away with. They're there for us, and it's a great gift that they're there for us to teach us what's right for wrong, to keep us healthy, and to keep us safe. And we are saved by the blood of Messiah, and we do have His mercy if we are willfully making an effort to live a life of righteousness, to seek His word, to read the Bible, to understand the commandments, to desire to follow them the best we could. And to be thankful those times when we don't measure up to it, that He will help us. And through His grace, will be there for us. Not to consistently, on a daily basis, live against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Many times, unwillfully. Many times, not even knowing what they are, but often knowing what they are. And continually to take place in pagan festivals and practices. And continually mocking our Creator's name, and continually living against the things that our Creator said we shouldn't live against. How long do you think He will stand for this? As I read earlier, He says, the earth suffers for the sins of His people. And He's sent people all throughout the history of the world to warn people of the things that are going to happen. Do you understand? Israel was such a blessed nation, but they blew it for their disobedience. For their disobedience. And yes, they were looking forward to Messiah coming, but he didn't set us free from being disobedient. He didn't say, well, now Messiah came, so you can go ahead and be disobedient. No, he said, now Messiah is here, so stop being disobedient. Start following righteousness. You see, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, had a big problem with the sages and the Pharisees of that time because they were doing what the Bible said not to do. They were adding and they were taking away from the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And that was their major fault. They were adding and taking away. Because the Bible says do not add or take away. But there's another thing it says right after that. It says, but keep my guidelines and instructions. So do not add or do not take away, but keep them. And I will submit to you, there are thousands and thousands of civil, governmental laws that human beings follow all over the world to the T on a regular basis. I know people that brag they've never gotten a traffic violation. I know people that say, well, I never done anything worth going to jail for. They consistently, on a regular basis, for 80, 90, some people up to 100 years of their life, will never ever consider the idea that they have broken or will ever break one of the civil, man-made governmental laws of the thousands that are out there, the thousands of laws on the books. However, to make a suggestion that at least 10 of the commandments of our creators, over 600, at least 10 of them, we have the opportunity to uphold and keep. And how sad is it that a Christian would claim that we can't do that? What a tragedy. And I will submit to you, there's more than the 10 commandments that we should keep. We should keep every single one in the Bible that we were given and told to keep. And for anyone that would even suggest we can't do that, I will suggest there are 1,000 more laws of man that you do keep. So why can't you keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator that says they will not be burdensome for you? This is why he says in the Bible, folks, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Oh yeah, folks, we're saved by the blood of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. We are. Praise our wonderful Creator. Thank heaven for our Creator that he gave us the Savior to set us free from death row, something we did not deserve, that we can't deserve, and we won't deserve. However, folks, where's our effort? Are we putting an effort into following our Creator's words, to studying the guidelines? And I'm not talking about just going to church on Sunday and open up your Bibles and reading a couple of verses, or if they come up on the big board behind the pastor and you might read that scripture. I'm talking about, when is the last time you read your Bible? When is the last time you questioned your Bible? When is the last time you questioned your pastor? When is the last time you questioned something that might have felt good to your flesh, but might not seem right in your understanding to your mind? When is the last time you thought about these things? When is the last time you asked, how come the Bible says it's a deathable, stonable abomination not to keep something like the fourth commandment, thou shalt not break the Sabbath? And we don't question that. Why did church question that every week? But then we question something where it says, well, it says it's an abomination to commit homosexuality, so we stand so strong against that one. They're both abominations. One we do on a regular basis and we don't care, but the other one, because some pastor says it's wrong or church says it's wrong, we listen to him more than we're listening to our scriptures? No. The scriptures say what's right and what's wrong, and we need to follow the Bible. That's it, folks. We need to follow the word of our Creator. And if you consider yourself a believer in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, you need to look at the words before you look at man. You need to question everything and test everything and show yourself approved. And I will submit to you many of the doctrines that are being taught by the churches out there today are leading people astray, are deceiving people to think that they could live in sin willfully and get away with it. Yes, folks, I am saying we have a Savior. I am not saying we are saved by works. I'm not legalistic, folks. I'm saved by the blood of Yeshua Messiah, the one you call Jesus. However, I desire on a really daily basis to know what He wants me to do and how He wants me to live. And that's what His guidelines and instructions are there for. And I have a whole bunch of videos and audios on my websites and podcasts showing people this. But I'll submit this to you. They sent Isaiah. They sent Jeremiah. They sent Ezekiel. And nobody listened. The people tried to stone and beat and destroy these prophets that were sent. There's many, many people that were sent with this information, giving people what the scriptures truly say. But who's running the mega churches, folks? The people that are running the mega churches are people that are giving and feeding lies. People that are saying it's okay to live in sin. It's okay to live against our Creator's guidelines and instructions. Just keep give. Give all the money you want, and you can live any way you want. But that's not the message of the Bible, folks. And I will plead with you to read your words of the scripture before it's too late. Time is running out. Remember, our Creator has a plan. If we stick to His plan, we get His result. If we stick to man's plan, we get man's result. And I will submit to you that our Creator is smarter than we are. You have the opportunity. You have the opportunity right now to start getting serious about reading your Bible and questioning your pastor and not taking what he says for truth. Let him show it to you in Scripture and not just taking things out of context. You can contact me through my website. You can go to my videos and post questions below there. I'll get back to you. I give out my phone number at the end of this message. I want to help you see what the words are truly saying of our Creator. Not my words, not your pastor's words, but what our Creator is telling you to do. So I thank you for listening today to the station. And wherever you're hearing this message, whether it be over the internet or on your local radio station in your car, I will be back next week the same time, willing on our Creator. And if you're in the local South Florida area, we have local fellowship every Sabbath at 3 p.m. You can contact me. That's in Lake Worth, Florida. I'll give you my phone number to make it easy for you. 561-283-1707. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show today. And prayers go with you that you'd seek Him and you'd have a desire to follow His ways. Till then, everybody, have a great weekend. Shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503 Lake Worth, Florida 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program, and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.